Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome, everybody. Hello, and thank you for being here. It is a gorgeous June 5th, 2013. I hope this month has started very well for you. I can't believe we're already in June, and it feels really good to me. I don't even know how to describe it in words. It's just that energetic vibration that this month feels exciting. So we're going to use that energy and infuse it into today's topic, which is talking about multidimensional approaches to third dimensional structures. It's about honoring your spiritual development and growth while working with the things that exist around us in the physical world. This is going to be a fun show because it's going to be completely channeled. I have a few notes, but I really don't know what's going to come through. And I'm excited. I've been vibrating all morning before this show got started, so I know we've got some good, juicy information. So thank you for being here. I'm going to make the most of your time, as always. In case you didn't hear at the beginning, my name is Molly McCord. I have the website ConsciousCoolChic.com, where I share tons of spiritual information, astrology updates, consciousness, affirmations, all kinds of good stuff. So feel free to check it out and join the email list if you'd like to. In addition to this show, I share a lot on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and a few other places. So connect with me there if you'd like to. I would love to get to know you better and to know who's listening and who has the same interests. It's really fun to find each other. You know, it's fun to connect. So please reach out if you have the urge to do so. I have a few announcements before we get going on our topic. And let's see, the first one, and perhaps the most important, is that because this month is so new, I am changing the format of this show. And I'm changing it to 30-minute, potentially 45-minute episodes. And I was feeling that strongly because I felt that an hour show has been really good and will continue, especially when we have guests. But a half-hour show is just a little more digestible. It's going to allow you to get information you need and be on your way. There's less of a commitment, you know, less of a time commitment. So we're going to be doing that format. So that means I'm usually going to be talking about just one topic per show. So instead of doing the astrology in the second half, astrology will now be a second episode at a later day and time. So I'm just taking the content and breaking it up. So that change is in the works. And you will be notified of it if you follow the show on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. Remember, you can listen on iTunes. You can download this to your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod, any of your eyes. You can take this show with you as you go. So check that out if you want to make sure and get every episode and not miss a thing. So that is being unveiled as we move forward. Because of that, I am encouraging you to sign up for the email list to get the astrology updates. We have a new moon on June 8th. That's this Saturday. And I will be sending out a write-up of the new moon energy, just like I do for every new moon and every full moon. So that will be coming out shortly, so get on the email list if you would like to get that information. The new moon is very much a part of this beginning first half of June. The second half of June is going to be slightly different. It's going to feel a little different. That's because, one, Mercury goes retrograde June 26th. We have Neptune retrogrades this Friday. So if your dreams have been vivid and very alive and you're feeling deeper sleep, that's all this heavy Neptune energy that's coming up right now. And because of that, I just lost my train of thought because of Neptune. Okay, back to the second half of June. We have Mercury going retrograde, and we have Jupiter moving into Cancer, which is about softening, getting more in touch with our emotions, connecting to our feeling, nurturing inner world. So the energy is going to be changing through the second half of the month. So just know that this new moon that's coming up is going to be very energizing. It feels very dynamic to me. And in the second half of the month, we're going to feel some different energy that will also be much needed and a nice respite. It feels like a great time for vacations or just feeling that you can slow down a bit. So if that helps you to figure out some of your summer plans, I offer that with love. I want to let you know another big announcement. Oh, gosh, I'm really excited. This is a really big announcement, and it's because this summer I have three books coming out. And the first one will be coming out next week. And I'm really excited, and I'm also a little nervous. You know, you get a little nervous when something big is coming. And I feel really good about it. And I've had some early reviewers tell me, or remind them of, like, Eat, Pray, Love, but more of a spiritual punch, like a heavier spiritual understanding. So that's the kind of the basic intro of what this first book is about. And I'm going to be sharing it on my email list first, and I'm going to be talking about it a bit here on the radio show just to let you know about it and if you're interested. But that is coming next week, so I'm really excited. And that's how I've been using the energies of this year, and especially of June, is to just take things to the next level. And that's what it's about right now. It's about breaking out. And on that note, also next week on the show, we're going to have Rick DiClemente back. He's the wonderful intuitive astrologer. He's going to be talking about the energies of right now and the astrological energies of this summer. Rick and I always have fun discussions, so I hope you have time to check it out. We're going to have some good information to share with you. He also has some new videos up on YouTube, and you can see him in action. A great speaker. Very dynamic, lively, funny, great, great speaker. So check out Rick DiClemente on YouTube and meet him there. He's got some fun stuff to share. The following week on the show, we're going to talk about what I've been thinking of as missed connections, or the perception of missed connections, separation, and how we have expectations of certain soulmates, twin flames, and relationships in our lives. And what does it mean when it doesn't connect, when things don't line up? What does that mean? Well, initially it can fill us with grief or sadness and loss, but there's something more divine happening. And that's what we're going to talk about on that show, because we need to have that comfort and peace that everything is in perfect order, even when we can't see it. Even when we think a relationship ending is devastating or the other person isn't matching our energy. Whatever the case may be, we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to talk about that so that you can see it from a different perspective and see how perfect it is. So that's the show that's coming up the middle of June, June 19th, actually. And then the following week, June 26th, we're going to talk again about the 2013 spiritual themes. This is a follow-up show with the Psychic Cowgirl, and we're going to check in and see how the year is unfolding, how these themes are showing up in your life, and how you are making the most of them. So a full plate coming up throughout the month of June, and I appreciate your time and hope you can make time to connect and to enjoy the wisdom. So let's move on to our topic today, which is about shining your energy and your life and honoring your spiritual growth as a gift back to humanity. And I want to start by just getting a few definitions out of the way. And these are just going to be very quick and dirty definitions. They could be more elaborate, of course, but I want to just make sure that we're all on the same page. There's people listening who listen to the show every week, and then there's new people every week. Welcome. And I want to make sure that we all have a similar vocabulary for this topic. Now, when we talk about multidimensional, we're talking about all of the energies moving around, okay? We're talking about every dimension, not just third dimension or fifth dimension, but 11th dimension, also first dimension. We're talking about all these different layers of energies. And as we grow on our spiritual path, we open up to these energies. We understand them. We see them. We feel them. We get it that they're there, right? Because that's one of the main things about doing your spiritual growth is that you understand and open up to all the bigger things that are swirling and circling all around us. So knowing that this is a part of who we are because it is us, we are multidimensional. In fact, we have to become smaller, quote unquote, to be in a physical body. You know, we move from being these huge, expansive energies of light and essence, and we shrink ourselves down into a physical form to have this experience, to be here, to show up and eat our Cheerios. So multidimensional is about all of the energies we have access to and we work with. So then when we think of, okay, well, then what's a third dimensional structure? Well, you probably know this, but a third dimensional structure relates to the senses, relates to what you can see, touch, smell, hear. Third-dimensional structures are denser. They are what create the buildings, the cars, even our food. Food has different energies within it. You know, organic food is higher vibrating than, you know, sugar-filled candy bars. But the point is that these are all energies that have come into physical form. And they are usually denser. They have or can have stronger egoic energy, stronger mental energy, stronger emotional energy. Third-dimensional structures include not just physical structures such as a building, but even anything that's composed of third-dimensional energy relates to proof of what you can see, relates to relationships, relates to beliefs and patterns that what I see is real and what I can't see is not real. It's essentially quite black and white. And there's a lot, there's the polarity within third dimensional structures. So when you think about a relationship, okay, think about any relationship, the first one that comes to mind. If you had a third dimensional perspective, you could see that relationship is very black and white, right? I love that person, we broke up, I no longer love them. Or it could be viewed as love-hate. I love them, and now I hate them. It could be viewed as they did all this stuff to me with a lot of ego, victim, powerlessness, energy wrapped up in there too. So you see how with third-dimensional energies, it's quite limiting, okay? We feel those limitations, and as we have expanded and awakened to our multidimensional awesomeness, we've moved beyond that, right? And you've gone out on your spiritual path and you've done some of your work and you've read the books and you've found teachers. Maybe you've had sessions with these teachers. You've done healing work. Like, you've just been following yourself and your path to keep growing, to keep understanding the essence of who you are more. Oh, that just gets me all excited. I just love that. I love finding other people who do that and who get it from that level and who have those interests and who are making those choices. So there you are, being multidimensional awesome, and you've got your new swagger, and you come back into the world, and people don't get it. And they don't understand, and they think you're bonkers, and they think you're insane, and they don't understand what you're talking about or what the energies are, or even, you know, the fact, you know, and if you even were to talk about some things like, you know, reincarnation, past lives, even astrology, it would just blow all their circuits, right? And so I think we all know people like that. And that's because we all live here on this planet, which is a very third-dimensional planet by design and on purpose. So we got to be clear about that, that this Earth is not going to all of a sudden evolve into being a completely multidimensional planet. That's not the purpose. It's meant to be a planet based on third-dimensional needs, structures, but we are now infusing it with higher energies. And what I'm being shown right now as I speak is that the infusion of these energies is sort of like putting a blanket of light all over the planet. And it's just, it's like a blanket that's just softly resting, like on the tops of skyscrapers, on the tops of mountains. It's resting on the ocean, and it's just this really beautiful blanket of light that is surrounding the planet. It's alive, it's dynamic, it's so loving. And the blanket will connect on some parts of the planet more deeply with more love, more connection. And sometimes they will just be that blanket that just sits on top. And maybe it's not recognized or seen, but it's still there. And so that's how I'm being shown what this energy is about, like what the experience is that it's always present, and there's some who will connect with it and some who won't. So let's get back to you. Here you are, and you've done so much work, and you're probably about to do more, because we all are. And now you come back into these office places or these gatherings of people, these networks, and even maybe it's your family or it's your it's anything in your world, right? It's anything that you interact with daily. And you're looking at it and you're like, they don't get it. There isn't a lot I can open up and share with them. I don't even know how to do this, right? I don't even know how to bring them this energy or how to shine this light. And this is where we can spin, because a lot of people who are doing this type of work feel a responsibility, a heavy responsibility, and a responsibility that, okay, I have to teach people, I have to share, I have to communicate, you know, I have to do something in order for other people to learn. But if you've been on this path for a while, or even if you haven't, you know, it all comes back to personal choice and free will. And there are groups of people who will never, ever listen to you, no matter how much you explain and all the perfect words you choose. They're just not going to be interested. They don't care. It's not part of their sole purpose. It's not where their interest lies. It's not where they want to direct their energy. It's just talking to a wall. Okay, so we have to relieve ourselves of that responsibility of being able to teach and share and heal the world. That's an old dynamic. We're talking about a new paradigm. And this is I think of it as, okay, so they're telling me it's about actively being. Actively being. That means, like actively beaming. Actively beaming your light. And so that is consciously choosing your energy in every situation and establishing that energy in your core, and then from your core, it will come out of your physical structure, out of your actions, out of your words. It will change your thought processes and patterns. Okay, so what they're showing me here, very cool, is that when you're in an office, and you're trying to get work done, and you have your spiritual growth and spiritual work in this other part of your life, like say it's your after 5 p.m. part of your life or your weekend. And yet when you are in that office building, you can't deny what you know. You can't deny your spiritual growth and your spiritual work and who you are, because it's such a vital part of you. So don't deny it. but direct it differently. And so the way to do that is through your conscious intentions and working with your spiritual team. So you're in this office. You know, magic can find you anywhere. Miracles can find you anywhere. If you have a heavy meeting coming up or a job interview or you're really stressed about something, call in your spiritual team. Set your intentions for what you want. Take all of your spiritual understandings and expertise and bring it into your office. Put it there in your desk and make it a part of your daily life. And it's private, it's sacred, it's not something that you're sharing all over the office. You don't need to put up a poster that declares, you know, something, because that might not be the best use or decision. But the point is that you still have control of your energy everywhere you are, every single place. I intentionally do this when I'm stuck in traffic. And sometimes maybe I'm a little too quick on the horn. And then afterwards I get a little message from my team, like, was that really necessary? And I'm like, no, it wasn't necessary. I was using my energy too impulsively. And so then I understand, okay, the next time around, I need to be more intentional about what it needs, about how I want to direct my energy. And so then I am very intentional now in traffic, very, very intentional. And if I feel if there's an accident, I send love to every person who might be involved in that accident, or I send silent prayers to every person stuck in this traffic jam with me. We have so many options and ways to use our energy that we have to own it. Own it and to powerfully use it. And that starts with just those simple little choices in these everyday scenarios. And that is how we change not only ourselves, but we change our communities. We change how people operate between each other. We change relationships. We change the energy. So when you are in your office or you're in a place that feels very dense, we're going to call it third dimensionally dense, the fact that you are there is divine, because that means you are there as that agent of change, the agent who can change the energy, simply because of your consciousness. This time of year, there are a lot of different types of outdoor gatherings, fairs, like concerts, and there's a lot of stuff outside, food events. That's where you'll find me. You always find me at a food event. And when you are in those crowds and there's lots of people, and you might even feel how people are just throwing around their energy so unconsciously, that is when you have this beautiful ability to set intentions for yourself and your energy and what you want to experience that day at that place, and to also, and I'm seeing it as like a shield of sorts, where you shield yourself from everyone else's energy, but then you have this reflection too. Like you reflect back love, consciousness, and joy to everyone. And that could be your very reason for being at that concert or that event. Don't underestimate that. Don't underestimate how much can change by just being present and conscious of yourself amongst thousands of people. And that could, like I said, that could very well be why you were guided to go to that event or to that gathering, is to just be that one spark of divine light in that scenario. And you've probably heard this before about how in a dark room, when you strike a match, it's not dark anymore. The room is no longer dark. The room has light because of that one little match. It doesn't matter how big the dark room is, there's now light because of that one match, and that's what you can offer and do. This takes practice in terms of remembering and using it. It's highly effective, though, and you might be surprised at what transpires for you because you show up with these intentions. And so you take that intention, and then you take it into your office every day. You take it to your desk. You take it into those meetings or into a job interview. And you always intentionally use your energy in a way that benefits you, honors your power, honors everything you know, and at the same time honors everybody else. Because remember, this comes back to free will, free choice. Some people will never have any interest in this and won't react. And that is their divine purpose. But it comes back to you choosing what works for you. So this is how your gift is, your energy is a gift back to humanity, because you can be that one light in that place. Now, you get what I'm saying. I'm sure you're like, okay, this is awesome, Molly. Thank you. But now, what about those conversations that you have with certain people? Or you're stuck in a scenario and you're feeling angry or fearful or frustrated. You know, we're human and we have these emotions. They don't necessarily go away 100%. And in fact, if you have that expectation, I would say you need to adjust your expectations, because that's not what it's about. It's not about getting rid of all of your emotions or all of your reactions. It's just about coming to the point where you're in control of them sooner and with a higher intention. So when you're in a difficult, let's say you're in a scenario, you're talking with somebody, and all of a sudden the conversation, let's say it goes sideways or gets a little sour, or someone says something and things go kind of icky and you feel it, and you know yourself enough to know, okay, I could go down that road, right? I could have those same patterns and those same reactions that I've had for years. But you've done enough of your work and you have enough spiritual understanding to know that you're also at a choice point. And when you choose something different, it can change the whole energy. So if you're in a scenario and someone's, you know, picking a fight or someone's a bully or something's going on, it's important to understand that, you know, people do that very unconsciously. Even if it feels personal, it's usually highly unconscious, and they do it because they either want something or they need something, right? It usually comes down to those two scenarios. They're bullying or they're being dominating because they want something or they need something. Or they're angry or they're fearful or they're pissed off or they disagree with you or, you know, whatever, the list goes on. So what do you do? Well, this is, again, where you honor your spiritual growth and you allow yourself to say what you need to say or to not say what you don't need to say, and to allow the energy to do the work. Now, does that mean being quiet? No. You know, stand up for yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Say what you need. Say what you feel. But the difference is that when you're saying it with a different intention. You're saying it with love, respect, light, joy, for yourself and for the person hearing it. And that is where you understand that there's more going on here than just the words being said or the emotions or the energies. You're connecting it to that multidimensional experience of all the energies. And you, as a vessel, carry that connection and you can offer that. Now, whether or not someone takes it is a whole other story. But this is how you change the energy dramatically. It's by checking in with your intentions and using the energies that match those intentions. Now, it's really important, and I see this with a lot of clients, light workers, indigos, again, I talked about the responsibility of this work, but also another component that comes up is feeling like you aren't doing enough, that you could do more, and that it's not good enough, that there's more people, there's more of this you could have said or you could do this. It just goes on and on. Because when you have a multidimensional approach, it's like having this huge zoom out ability, and you see all the people who want the information, or you see all the ways you could share information. And so this is where it's vital that we understand where we have to detach and just let things be. And I will be honest with you, this is for the brave. It's for courageous ones who understand that, you know, energy will take care of itself. And that you have to choose where to direct your energy. So when you're in an office environment, and I keep coming back to work scenarios, and they're telling me that's because a lot of people are struggling with work scenarios right now, and because it's a very real everyday thing. It's like you show up every day and you try to be your best, and it feels like the energies get heavy or they're on your shoulders. This is where you have to be doing a ton of energetic exfoliation. That's one of the spiritual themes of this year. Get stuff out of your field. Get it out of your aura. Get it out of your body, out of your mind. That is actually one way to continually develop your spiritual gifts, is to learn to detach more and not take things on, especially if you're an empath or you're highly sensitive. You have to have very firm boundaries, and you have to know how to let things move out and beyond you, meaning they don't get absorbed into your energy field. They just kind of move around you and are gone. You need to detach more and look at how you are unconsciously taking on other people's stuff, thoughts, patterns, beliefs in the office, because the office becomes a dumping ground. It could be, okay, I'm just going to say this. It could be that some of you need to just, okay, smudge, like get one of those sage sticks and smudge on the weekends. And that makes me laugh, but I'm just supposed to say that. You're like supposed to smudge out your own office or your desk, or if you can't do that, get a white candle, scented or unscented, and burn it on a Monday morning before you start work for 15 minutes just to clear out the space. If you can't do that, then do a visual of clean, pure, white energy coming in and getting rid of all kinds of stuff. And see this white energy going under cabinets and underneath different types of technology and electronics. Like I'm literally seeing like cleaning house, and that could even mean like opening up all the windows and cleaning house. I know not every office building has that function or ability, but this is about, you know, doing your spiritual work. You're doing it for you. Cleaning the space is about taking care of you and your energy, and you don't have control over what everyone brings into the office or brings into your up to your desk, so you have control over being able to clear it out and clean it out as needed for you. And that's going to help with the detachment. The other thing I'm hearing very strongly is that it's also important to detach from people who don't get it, who don't get you. You are supposed to be different. And I did a show on this about the being a spiritual black sheep in your family, but this applies to just to any other third dimensional energy. This is about owning and loving yourself for being different. That's huge, because, you know, we look to fit in, or we look to follow a path, or we look to be like the group or like everyone and to find comfort in that. This is not how things are playing for us, because we chose to be the pioneers, the new ones, the ones who shake things up, who are different. You know, keep in mind that you chose this role because of all the gifts and because your soul was ready for it. So you are different and you are needed for the different energy you bring. Your multidimensional awareness and connections to energy is needed. And that is why you chose this role. And when you are in environments that feel oppressive, gross, small, smothering, suffocating, it's about looking at, one, can you take care of yourself within this environment still? And two, is it a message that it's time to move forward with your life dreams? The universe will support you either choice. That's very clear. That's a very, very important point, actually. I have to be very clear. whatever you make, whatever decision you make, you'll be supported. If you choose to stay, you'll be supported. If you choose to go, you'll be supported. So that is something that's coming through very strongly right now, is knowing that you are powerful, your choices are seen, your choices are heard, and because you have so much to offer, it's up to you how you want to spend your time and your energy. There are no accidents, and you are always right where you need to be. Okay, so I'm trusting that that's what so many people need to hear right now, is that, if you're struggling with where you're at and you're afraid, okay, money, we're going to talk about money. If you're afraid of making a life transition because of the money, because the money allows you to pay your bills, you need it for the mortgage, you need it for food, what you might want to consider is, okay, just a sec, okay, I'm just getting a lot of information, is that money is an energy, and you are choosing often unconsciously how you're looking at money. There's billions and millions of dollars on this planet. There's no shortage of money, but there could be a shortage of the energy of abundance in your life, and that's the bigger issue. It doesn't matter. Okay, here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you stay in a job that gives you money or if you move on to another job, because unless you change the deeper fear, the deeper energy, that same energy is going to show up wherever you are. So if you have fears about money where you are, those same fears are going to show up in that new job. This is about dealing with your fears around being abundant and understanding that multidimensionally and energetically, there is no lack. There never could be. But we have had numerous soul lessons around the lack of money and power and corruption and money being taken and having to work really hard for it and all this stuff that has made us fearful of it instead of excited about money and honoring it and being open to it and being connected to those unlimited channels of abundance. So if money is your fear right now, ding, 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 that is what to look at and that is what to dive into to change those thought patterns around money. Instead of thinking it's just another job, you need to just go and find another job, or you just need to be doing your life's work, quote unquote. The thing is that same energy is just going to follow you unless you deal with it at its root. So this is the gift. If you're in a scenario or a job and you don't like it and you hate it and you are afraid to make a transition right now because of money, then that tells you you need to look at the money part right now, if you choose, and allow that work to be completed and changed up so that you can feel powerful around financial flows and the fact that the universe will always take care of you. Okay, that's a big topic. I will do a show on that later in July. And I say July because June is already filled. And so we'll look at it in July. But I just want to leave you with that for now, that it's about getting to the heart of the issue. Okay. So I'm listening to my spiritual team right now. And, they're just saying thank you to every soul who is listening to the show. Thank you for hearing these messages and for understanding how valuable you are, how needed you are, how you volunteer to be this wonderful light in some very difficult situations, and you are seen. You are heard. Your light is working on levels you can't even imagine. What you are experiencing, how you are growing, and how you are shining is a huge blessing, is a huge gift. And follow your heart, follow your path, follow the energy that you feel led to follow. Know that everything is in divine order, and that your divine blueprint is creating an imprint that is permanent. You're creating a permanent imprint everywhere you go that is elevating energy that you would never see. But that is also why you are here right now. It's because you have so much to offer just by being in a place. And that it's recognized, it's seen. And I'm seriously feeling like tons of angels, tons of spirit guides, tons of energy just right there for every single person. It's almost like you could feel that you're standing in this office surrounded by all these different people who don't get you or who don't get the spiritual stuff. But you're standing in the middle of this office, and it's like there's a swarm of huge angels also there with you who can support you, who can affirm you, who can do what you need. So as I said at the beginning of the show, you know, be very clear about your intentions and how you are using your energy, regardless of where you are, because the fact that you are in a certain environment, the fact that you are in a third dimensional structure, you are the gift. You are the gift. And that's not an egoic, you're the best kind of thing. It's more like your presence and your life is the gift, and it's needed. And gosh, there's just so much love for that. Okay. I'm feeling that that is complete for now, and that there's been a lot here energetically. This might be one of these shows that you have to listen to again because there's a lot here. So, yes, please know that. There's a variety of energetic downloads. And as always, connect with your team and ask them for more information. Ask them to show you what you need to know. And that is, what you need to know could come up in a dream, could come up in a song, could come up through, you know, something visual, like on social media or a website or the internet or a message from an email. It could show up through automatic writing if you do that. There's a variety of ways that information can come through for you. So they're telling me to ask for more information about how to handle any scenario that you feel stuck in or any environment that you need help with, and that they'll direct you to resources. Okay? So I hope that is good information for you. I trust that it is. I'm so grateful, as always, for your time, and I hope that you can make it back next week when we talk with the one and only Rick DeClemente about intuitive astrology. Thank you so much for being here. I wish you very well as June gets underway. Namaste, my friend.
I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. 'Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could.